This is Spotlight on France, a podcast from Radio France International. I'm Alison Hurd, and today we head to the east of the country. It's grape harvest season across France, but gone are the days of harvest parties with friends and families picking grapes and crushing them with their feet. They're now crushed in mechanical presses. Sarah Elzas went to Alsace, where winemaking has become more professionalised over the last couple of decades, and the harvest is now done by seasonal workers. But as Sarah reports, the challenge is finding those staff.
From the road, you wouldn't know these rows of grapevines are full of people. They're crouched down, one on each side of each row of vines that are tied vertically onto wires. They push aside brown leaves, dried out by the hot sun, to look for low-hanging bunches of grapes. They use garden shears to cut the stems, and the purple fruits drop into the black buckets of their feet. This is the Zind Umbrecht winery on the outskirts of Colmar, south of Strasbourg in Alsace. The grapes here usually ripen in September. This year, the harvest in Alsace started at the end of August. It's been getting earlier and earlier each year, which is better for the work, as it means less rain. But winemaker Olivier Umbrecht says that an August harvest makes what is an already difficult task of finding people to do the work even harder.
Because, as you know, in France, everybody's on holiday in August. Even for our permanent staff and team, it's a cultural change.
The harvesters, called vendangeurs in French, are not professional. They're recruited seasonally. Umbrecht needs about 60 people each year for 20 days spread out over 2 months. It's lunchtime. Everyone gathers in the room back at the winery. They've brought their own lunches. Grape harvests attract people who have time, students before the academic year starts, or retirees like Paul. He and Melker have just finished their lunch and are packing their bags away, preparing to go back out to the vines. They comment on this year's harvest, which is shaping up to be a pretty good one, quality and quantity because of the heat. The couple lives in Colmar. They've come here to pick grapes every year since 2006. Melker says today has been quite difficult because of the heat, but she likes the work because there's a good ambiance. Plus, Paul says it's a good way to make a bit of money in his retirement. Grape harvesting is paid minimum wage, just under 10 euros an hour. It's a price set by the profession, and increasingly, the work has been seen as a good source of income for the unemployed. Working this year is a 27-year-old from Burgundy who's trying to figure out what to do in her life, a Congolese couple living in Colmar, both between jobs, and Jamel, who's smoking outside. He's been unemployed for 4 years. University educated, he was laid off from his management job, and at 57, he says he's too old to get rehired anywhere.
Because in France, if you are more than 45 years old, it's difficult to go back to job.
He's been taking on small jobs. He remembers doing the grape harvest as a student 40 years ago. This year, he decided to do it again and jokes it's a good way to keep fit.
You make fitness and you have to pay for fitness. Here, they pay me to make fitness.
The work itself is simple, he says, but it is physical.
If you are fragile in the back, you could use more the legs and the knees, you know.
The team of harvesters is actually a melting pot of today's society.
That's Olivier Umbrecht again.
You have people who are surgeons on holiday, you can have people who haven't worked for a very, very long time. You have different religions, different origins, sometimes different languages. And in a very short amount of time, you have to make this group bind together and someone who shows asocial character and doesn't want to integrate in the team, unfortunately, we cannot keep him. Because that one person can create chaos amongst 50 other people. It's like that.
In the vines, under the hot sun, the cutters fill their buckets with grapes. Every 5 minutes or so, one of the 6 porters comes by to collect them. They wear large containers on their backs. Traditionally, these were baskets, but today they're yellow plastic bins. The porters are mostly staff or family members, and they also help manage the harvesters, encouraging them, bringing water. They carry the grapes to a truck that's parked at the end of the row of vines. They climb up a ladder, lean over, letting the grapes slide into larger containers, which will be driven back to the winery to be pressed. By mechanical press, gone are the days of crushing grapes with feet. Cut, transfer, dump, repeat. and off to the next parcel of vines the next day. It's physical, repetitive work, but not regular, because the harvest can be spread out over 2 months, even if they're only about 20 days of actual work. Olivier Humbrecht says this is different from how it used to be.
50 years ago, harvests were much simpler. Sometimes in March, the winery would decide this year we'll harvest between October 1st and October 20th. Whether the grapes were ripe or overripe, or whether it was raining or sunshine, the harvest was done during that period.
That meant that friends and family could plan, take time off, and come help. Today, he says, the wine industry has changed.
Wine today is a totally different business, you know. We aim for quality, for character. You have to harvest the right day. It could be the Tuesday, but not the Monday or the Wednesday. This is a bit complicated for someone who's looking for a full-time job.
Faites attention, s'il vous plaît. Pas de feuilles dans les seaux.
Alex Gut, the vine manager, tells the harvesters to watch out for leaves. Don't get them mixed in with the grapes, he tells them. He says he's seen a shift since the 1990s. Before, vineyards in Alsace were small enough to only need a dozen people for the harvest. So it was family and friends, and informal.
There was a kind of ambiance, singing, lots of eating, and drinking too. That ended in the 90s, maybe even 2000 for some vineyards. Now the companies are more specialized and professional.
Winemaking in Alsace has become much more specialized. It's focused on quality, which is why the harvest is spread out, to pick the grapes at an optimal time. Spread out means you can't count on a cousin to take a week off and come help and have a harvest party, so you hire outsiders.
It's no longer friends or family who come to work. It's people in the area who are looking for work. We get flexibility, but we lose other things. If harvesters have something else to do, they'll take a day off. So we have more variable teams. Instead of having 60 people, some days we only have 53, just like today. It's frustrating because I would have liked the work to move faster, but it's a system that's created this.
A gain in flexibility, he says, is a loss in cohesion and commitment, but it's still better than using machines. Many vineyards here in Alsace use mechanical harvesters, which Gut says compresses the soil and can damage the vines. Plus, he says, people are better at sorting.
If I have something specific to sort, if there's a problem with the grapes 1 year and some need to be removed, I know I'll be efficient with even 60 to 70% of the people I need. A harvesting machine will not do that.
At the Valentin-Zucelin winery, about 25 kilometers south, harvesters return after a 7-hour day that started at 7 a.m. They sit down at wooden tables in the winery's courtyard to eat packed lunches. Today, they're sharing glasses of Crémant, one of the bubbly white wines produced here. This kind of gathering is still what attracts people to do this work. Raymond says he likes the team's spirit. He's been coming here for the wine harvest every year since 1982. He would take time off from his job at the post office to do it when he was working, and now he's retired. The first week, everyone gets to know each other, he says, and then everything goes well. Jean-Claude, a fellow harvester, says people don't talk much while they're working, but they do during the breaks. Then everyone starts to talk and make jokes, he says. He's 53 years old and drives an hour to get here to work. He needs the money. When you've run out of your unemployment benefits, you take anything, he says. He likes the friendly atmosphere. You get to know people from all different walks of life, religions, social levels, he says. This is also what the winery's owner, Marie Zucelin, likes about this time of the year. But it's also what makes it one of the more frustrating parts of her job.
It's a hard job to manage the people. That's the hardest, I think. Because you are faced to so many situations.
This year, she says she hired 4 people she shouldn't have.
They were so lazy. People came to see me and say, okay, I'm sorry, but I cannot work with these people. I had to speak with them to say, okay, please follow the group. Say, okay, I will try. And after 1 day, say, sorry, but they came to see me again. I cannot keep you. It's really difficult to fire. In front of you, you have people who are in a difficult situation in life, everyday life.
30 to 40% of her team each year are regulars, like Raymond.
They know us, it's like friends. So it's for us, it's paramount to have them. It's really the heart of the group, and they can push up the other one.
Zusna admits that she could make more basic wine using machine harvesters.
We could have simple life, a simple way of winemaking with a big machine, with a driver and the people in the cellar. So with three, four people maximum, it could be done. It's not my philosophy. It's not our way of working. We need a big team and we want a big team.
A harvest team, for better or for worse, with all of its human complications, is still part of French winemaking for now.
That was Sarah Elzers reporting from Alsace. If you like what you hear, you can subscribe to Spotlight on France wherever you get your podcasts.